Tom Robbins' Jitterbug perfume has captivated readers since its 1984 publication with its unique blend of philosophy, humor, and sensuality. This novel about immortality and perfume has developed a cult following among celebrities like Johnny Depp and Neil Gaiman, who cite it as a transformative reading experience. Its psychedelic narrative style influenced a generation of writers and became required reading in many creative writing programs. The book's exploration of immortality, sensuality, and human potential resonates deeply with readers seeking both entertainment and profound insights about existence. As Robbins himself once remarked, "The purpose of art is to provide what life does not." And in this wild literary journey spanning 1,000 years, he delivers exactly that. In a distant past, during the early Middle Ages, King Alibar rules a small Bohemian kingdom where an unforgiving tradition dictates that kings showing any signs of aging must be ritually sacrificed. This custom stems from ancient beliefs that the vitality of the land is directly tied to the vigor of its ruler. Upon discovering a single gray hair while examining himself in a polished metal mirror, Alibar realizes his time is severely limited. Rather than accepting this brutal fate, he orchestrates an elaborate escape from his kingdom, setting in motion a remarkable journey that will span centuries. This flight from death becomes not just a physical escape, but evolves into a philosophical rebellion, a fundamental rejection of mortality itself and the arbitrary customs that enforce it. As Alibar travels eastward through medieval Europe and into Asia, he encounters Pan, the ancient goat god of nature, who is gradually fading from human consciousness as Christianity spreads across the continent. Their profound conversation beside a sacred grove reveals a fundamental shift in human values, the systematic replacement of nature worship with patriarchal religions that increasingly separate humans from their natural environment. Pan, appearing more translucent with each passing decade, warns Alibar that his mere resentment of death is inferior to genuine fear, which will lead thee back to Pan, suggesting that honestly confronting mortality might reconnect humans with the natural cycles they've abandoned. This meeting becomes a pivotal moment in Alibar's understanding of life's rhythms. Alibar's journey takes him through countless landscapes and adventures, from the frost-covered forests of northern Europe to the incense-filled temples of India, from humble villages to grand cities. Though he begins with mere bitter resentment of death, he gradually develops a more nuanced and sophisticated relationship with mortality. Throughout his wanderings, he maintains and repeatedly sings a simple yet meaningful song about the roundness of the world, a metaphor for cyclical existence that stands in stark contrast to his seemingly linear quest for immortality. This tension between acceptance of natural cycles and resistance to them becomes a central theme that echoes throughout the novel, reflecting humanity's eternal struggle with its finite nature. The narrative reveals that while Alibar will not be remembered in traditional ways, not as warrior, king, or bard, his name will eventually become immortalized in perfumery nomenclature. This subtle foreshadowing suggests how his quest for immortality will manifest not through historical legacy or great deeds, but through scent, the most primal and evocative of human senses. The transformation of his identity from ruler to an element of fragrance symbolizes how immortality often comes in unexpected forms, and how the essence of a person might persist in ways they never anticipated. 20 years after arriving at a Tibetan lamasery, Alibar encounters Kudra, a woman disguised as a boy working on the monastery wall. Though she has grown from the 8-year-old he once knew in India, she recognizes him immediately, noting with astonishment that he hasn't aged at all. Their reunion represents a pivotal moment in both their journeys. Their first meeting had occurred years earlier, when Alibar witnessed the horrifying practice of suti, the ritual burning of widows on their husband's funeral pyres. Fleeing this scene, he encountered 8-year-old Kudra crying with her basket of beets. Struck by her resemblance to his murdered wife Ren, he called her Little Rena, despite her correction. Before parting, he made her promise never to submit to suti, an interaction that would profoundly shape her future. Kudra's backstory reveals her as a woman who defied societal expectations. Born into a perfumer's family, she learned the ancient art of fragrance making before being married off to an older merchant. When her husband died, she escaped the funeral pyre by disguising herself as a boy and fleeing to Tibet. Her expertise in perfumery and her rejection of societal norms make her the perfect partner for Alobar's unconventional journey. As their relationship develops in the shadow of Mount Chomolungma, Everest, Kudra finds herself drawn to Alobar despite her reservations. He excites her because he challenges the gods, demanding an accounting for a system in which pleasure must be paid for with pain. Though she believes the Brahmin's theological explanations are correct, she's no longer interested in justifications. Having rejected her prescribed fate, she must either repent or cast her lot with this handsome heretic. Their passionate relationship becomes both physical and philosophical, a shared rebellion against natural laws and social constraints. Together, they begin exploring techniques to extend their lives, drawing on ancient wisdom and their own experiments with consciousness and bodily practices. At the heart of Jitterbug Perfume lies K23, the mysterious perfume that becomes both the symbol and substance of immortality. After meeting the Bandaloop tribe, practitioners of ancient longevity techniques in the remote Himalayas, Alobar and Kudra begin developing their own comprehensive regimen for extending life. Their system meticulously incorporates practices related to the four elements: air, through specialized breathing techniques including pranayama and circular breathing; water, elaborate bathing rituals performed at specific times of day; earth, a carefully curated diet centered on beets and other root vegetables; and fire, tantric sexuality and energy cultivation. The perfume they create, initially called K23, represents years of experimentation and refinement. Its composition includes jasmine absolute for its transcendent qualities, citrus notes that capture vitality and awakening, and a mysterious base note derived from beets, specifically beet pollen harvested during the full moon. Each ingredient serves both a practical and symbolic purpose in their immortality practice. The jasmine connects to higher consciousness, the citrus maintains alertness and presence, while the beet essence grounds the mixture in earthly immortality. This fragrance becomes not just a scent, but a sophisticated tool in their immortality practice, its creation and use representing the alchemical transformation they seek in themselves. When Kudra mysteriously disappears, possibly crossing to the other side through a meditation practice gone too deep, Alobar continues his journey alone, carrying the precious perfume as both talisman and treasure. The scent becomes his lifeline to Kudra, a way of maintaining her presence despite her physical absence. Through the perfume's lingering notes, he experiences vivid memories of their centuries together, the scent triggering not just remembrance, but something closer to time travel, illustrating how fragrance transcends ordinary boundaries of time and space. The narrative reveals that K23's formula contains a crucial secret ingredient, beet pollen, collected under specific astronomical conditions. This detail connects to the novel's recurring motif of beets as primordial, ancient vegetables with mysterious properties. The beet, described as the most intense of vegetables in the novel's opening lines, becomes a powerful symbol of resilience and authenticity. Just as beets maintain their essential redness throughout digestion, unlike other vegetables that turn brown, the immortals must maintain their divine blush and innate rosy magic despite society's homogenizing forces. The beet represents unwavering authenticity in the face of time and change. As the perfume passes through centuries, it becomes the connecting thread between the novel's multiple storylines, linking characters across time periods and continents through their shared fascination with its mysterious properties. From ancient India to modern Seattle, from Paris and perfume houses to New Orleans jazz clubs, K23 weaves together disparate lives and quests for meaning. The perfume serves as both catalyst and witness to the novel's exploration of immortality, desire, and the eternal human struggle against time's limitations. In contemporary Seattle, Priscilla works as a waitress while secretly conducting perfume experiments in her apartment. Though trained in her stepmother's New Orleans perfumery, she fled with a mysterious ancient perfume bottle found in Mississippi mud. Now she struggles to recreate its formula, receiving mysterious beats on her doorstep that hint at connections to Alibar's story. Priscilla embodies modern alienation, disconnected from her past, working a job beneath her talents, and pursuing a seemingly impossible quest. Her apartment smells of chemicals rather than food, symbolizing how she has substituted scientific pursuit for basic human comforts. Her emotional life is similarly stunted. She weeps briefly at her pallid reflection, but quickly dons her lab coat, prioritizing her work over her well-being. Meanwhile, in New Orleans, Madame Lily Duvalier and her assistant V continue the ancient tradition of perfumery in their shop with a colorful history of selling various magical potions. When they acquire extraordinarily potent jasmine from a mysterious Jamaican man who wears bees like a crown, they too begin receiving beats, signals from the immortal Alibar, who is orchestrating events across continents and centuries. In Paris, the Lefevre cousins represent opposing approaches to perfumery. Claude handling finances, while Marcel, nicknamed Bunny for his exceptional sense of smell, oversees creativity. Marcel's genius keeps their company among the top 5 perfume makers worldwide, but he grows increasingly uncomfortable with their new synthetic perfume, New Wave, feeling it carries the sinister vapors of fascism. This tension between natural and synthetic fragrances reflects larger themes of authenticity versus artifice, tradition versus innovation. These 3 modern storylines, in Seattle, New Orleans, and Paris, gradually converge as the characters are drawn together by their connection to the ancient perfume. Their professional and personal lives become intertwined with Alibar's immortality quest, suggesting that the pursuit of transcendence continues in the modern world, albeit in different forms. The Last Laugh Foundation serves as the nexus where the novel's disparate characters and themes converge. Founded by eccentric Irish psychiatrist Wiggs Dannyboy, the foundation researches immortality through scientific means. After being imprisoned for drug offenses, Dannyboy dedicated himself to the eradication of death, developing theories that combine cutting-edge science with mystical insights. When Priscilla receives a mysterious invitation to a dinner party at the foundation honoring Nobel-winning chemist Wolfgang Morgenstern, she enters a world where her private obsessions suddenly connect to larger movements. At the foundation, she meets Dannyboy himself, a charismatic figure who challenges her pessimism with his insistence that unhappiness is the ultimate form of self-indulgence. Dannyboy explains his theory that aging is essentially cellular rusting, the degeneration of cells through superoxidized free radicals, toxins, and deterioration of nucleic acids. Despite Priscilla's skepticism, he insists this process can be prevented, comparing modern doctors' ignorance of this fact to medieval mariners not knowing the world was round. The foundation becomes a meeting point for characters pursuing immortality through different paths. Priscilla with her perfume experiments, Marcel Lefevre with his extraordinary olfactory gifts, and Alibar himself, revealed to be Dannyboy's former cellmate, Al Barr, who was imprisoned for bombing an MIT laboratory conducting aging research. Through Dannyboy, the novel presents a scientific explanation for Alibar and Kudra's longevity practices. Their breathing techniques addressed how cellular damage leading to aging is caused by toxic byproducts of metabolizing oxygen. Their bathing rituals lowered blood temperature, potentially resetting their hypothalamus to maintain a temperature below the standard 98.6 degrees. Their diet, particularly their consumption of beets, supplied nucleic acids essential for youthful cell reproduction. The foundation represents the modern scientific pursuit of what Alibar sought through more intuitive means, suggesting that the ancient quest for immortality continues in contemporary forms, with science potentially validating what mystical traditions have long claimed. Perhaps the most intellectually ambitious aspect of Jitterbug Perfume is Whig's Danny Boy's theory of consciousness evolution. According to Danny Boy, humanity is entering the floral stage of evolutionary development, signaled by the mythological death of Pan, representing animal consciousness. He explains how our brains evolved through reptilian, mammalian, and now floral stages, with the neocortex representing our emerging floral brain. This theory suggests that while reptilian consciousness is cold and aggressive, and mammalian consciousness brought warmth and social bonds, floral consciousness offers spiritual transcendence, particularly through altered perception of time. As floral consciousness matures, humans will develop enhanced abilities with light processing and olfactory perception, possibly including telepathy. Danny Boy connects this evolutionary shift to religious history, suggesting that Christ and Buddha came not to deliver us from evil, but from mammalian consciousness, preparing the way for floral consciousness. The real cosmic drama isn't good versus evil, but destined versus obsolete. Just as the reptilian dragon gave way to Pan, Pan must now yield to floral consciousness, despite our attachment to his lusty, prankish nature. A Jamaican named Bingo Pajama appears in New Orleans as a possible prototype of floral man, laughing, defying convention, and producing a neocortical honey that attracts bees. Danny Boy suggests the traditional halo in religious art might represent either an illuminated brain or, symbolically, a swarm of bees, connecting religious iconography to his evolutionary theory. When Danny Boy's daughter Huxley Ann encounters a swarm of bees that settle on her head like a skullcap, pulsating as if absorbing something through osmosis, Danny Boy sees this as confirmation of his theory. This event leads him to whisk her away to an orchid farm or jasmine plantation, places where floral consciousness might flourish. This theory provides a framework for understanding the novel's seemingly disparate elements, connecting Alibar's immortality quest, the importance of perfume, the fading of Pan, and the emergence of new forms of consciousness. It suggests that immortality isn't merely about extending life, but about evolving consciousness to transcend conventional limitations of time and space. Throughout Jitterbug Perfume, fragrance serves as more than just a plot device. It becomes a metaphysical medium connecting worlds, times, and dimensions. Marcel Lefebvre explains in his convention speech that perfume is fundamentally the sexual attractant of flowers and animals, connecting fragrance to magic, memory, and eternity. He criticizes modern perfumes named after designers rather than evoking magic or eroticism, suggesting that contemporary culture has lost touch with fragrance's profound significance. The novel presents perfume as a bridge between the material and spiritual realms. When Madame Duvalier finally smells the contents of the ancient bottle on St. Ann Street, the experience transforms her. She detects jasmine, citrus, and a mysterious bass note that captivates her senses and alters her consciousness. This transformative power of scent suggests that olfaction provides access to realms beyond ordinary perception. Perfume also serves as a time capsule, preserving moments and memories across centuries. The bottle that travels from ancient times to modern New Orleans carries not just a scent, but the essence of Alibar and Kudra's relationship and their immortality practices. When modern characters encounter this fragrance, they're connecting directly with the past in a way more immediate than through texts or artifacts. The novel's title itself, Jitterbug Perfume, suggests a fragrance that makes one dance, that animates the body and spirit. This connects to Pan's role as the god of revelry and physical pleasure, suggesting that the right perfume might reawaken primal energies suppressed by civilization. The jitterbug, a dance popular in the early 20th century, represents vitality and spontaneity, qualities the novel associates with authentic living. In the final sections, when Kudra mysteriously reappears in Paris after visiting the other side, perfume serves as the connective tissue between life and afterlife. She describes how the dead have their hearts weighed against a feather to determine immortality, Those with hearts light enough achieve immortality, while others board ships to different energy realms. Her return through a door marked Erleichter, the novel's recurring mantra meaning lighten up, suggests that maintaining a light heart, free from the weight of fear and attachment, is the true secret to transcendence. As Jitterbug Perfume reaches its conclusion, Alibar prepares to depart after the Mardi Gras celebration. His parting reflections reveal a philosophical ambivalence about modern times. So much is artificial, synthetic, watered down, and standardized. He notes how even agricultural diversity has diminished. California once had 63 varieties of lettuce, but now has only 4 standardized types. This observation connects to the novel's larger concern with authenticity and diversity versus homogenization. Despite this pessimism, Alibar remains curious about the future and believes he'll return someday, guided by the perfume they've named Kudra, though Priscilla half-jokingly suggested the perfect taco. His parting advice encapsulates the novel's practical philosophy. Make our perfume, my friends, make it well. Breathe properly, stay curious, and eat your beets. The novel's final section returns to the beet metaphor introduced at the beginning. Unlike other vegetables that turn brown during digestion, the beet remains vibrant red throughout, representing resistance to homogenization. This becomes a metaphor for human life. We begin as vibrant and intense beings, but are gradually digested by society's institutions until we become a uniform brown. The lesson? Hold on to your divine blush and innate rosy magic, or risk becoming blue as indigo. And once you're indigo, you're indigoing, and ultimately, indigone. This playful wordplay carries a serious message about maintaining individuality and vitality in a world that demands conformity. The novel's recurring mantra, Erleichter, lighten up, suggests that taking life too seriously paradoxically makes it heavier and shorter. True immortality, the novel suggests, comes not just from physical practices, but from maintaining a light heart while preserving one's essential nature, remaining beet red in a world that wants everyone brown. In the novel's final developments, Claude Lefebvre meets Kudra outside his building in Paris, somehow transported through time. Their meeting and the subsequent reunion with Alibar, Marcel, and Vlu at Orly Airport suggest that the boundaries between past and present, life and death, are more permeable than conventional wisdom allows. The perfume that connected them across centuries has finally brought them together in the same time and place, a testament to fragrance's power to transcend ordinary limitations. Jitterbug Perfume ultimately presents immortality not as an escape from life, but as its fullest expression. Through Alibar and Kudra's journey, the novel suggests that extending life requires not rejection of the body, but deeper engagement with its processes and pleasures. Their longevity practices, breathing, bathing, eating, and sexuality, represent not ascetic denial, but conscious celebration of embodied existence. These practices, detailed meticulously throughout their centuries-long journey, demonstrate how awareness can transform routine physical maintenance into sacred ritual. Their morning breathing exercises become a dance with the cosmos, their shared baths a baptism in sensuality, their meals an alchemical communion with nature's essence. The novel presents desire not as something to be transcended, but as a force to be harnessed and refined. Alibar's initial desire to escape death evolves into Kudra's more sophisticated understanding that perhaps the Buddha meant we already have everything we need, making desire unnecessary. This transformation mirrors ancient tantric teachings where desire becomes a vehicle for enlightenment rather than an obstacle to it. Through their centuries together, Alibar and Kudra discover that longevity requires both passionate engagement and profound detachment, the ability to burn with desire while remaining unburned by it. The convergence of ancient wisdom and modern science in Danaboy's theories suggests that humanity stands at a threshold of evolutionary development. The floral consciousness he describes represents not rejection of our animal nature, but its integration into a more expansive awareness, one that includes but transcends earlier forms of consciousness. His research into the olfactory consciousness connection reveals how scent bridges the primitive and sophisticated aspects of human awareness, suggesting that evolution proceeds not by abandoning our origins, but by transforming them. Through its intertwined storyline spanning 1,000 years, Jitterbug Perfume presents immortality as both literal and metaphorical, achieved through physical practices, consciousness evolution, and the creation of art that transcends time. The novel weaves together the ancient art of perfumery with quantum physics, suggesting that consciousness itself might be the ultimate perfume, an essence that transcends material boundaries. The development of Pan's perfume becomes a metaphor for human evolution itself. Raw animal musk transformed through artistic refinement into something that bridges worlds. The novel's final image of Claude and Kudra driving to meet Alibar, Marcel, and Vlu suggests that when boundaries between times and worlds dissolve, what remains is not eternal solitude, but eternal connection. The perfume that began as a personal quest becomes the medium through which souls find each other across the vastness of time. This convergence of characters from different centuries suggests that immortality exists not in endless individual existence, but in the eternal dance of consciousness finding itself through countless forms and relationships. The scent that draws them together becomes both medium and message, a reminder that the eternal exists not in escape from the temporal, but in its complete embrace.